May our hearts be open to transformative moments. Amen. In our gospel from Mark, Jesus is not having a very Jesus-y moment, especially in light of his last conversation about what goes in doesn't defile, it's what comes out that can, that it's all about our intentions. So when Jesus compares the Syrophoenician woman to a dog, he is using intentionally hurting and insulting and dehumanizing language. Jesus isn't the first to use language like this, and he certainly wasn't the last one to use it either. And I got to thinking, and Jesus and the Syrophoenician woman are having a McConnell-Warren moment. When McConnell said she was warned, she was given an explanation, nevertheless she persisted. And nearly as soon as McConnell said these words, they became a viral meme, as women began to turn the demeaning language upside down by adopting it as their own motto to stand up in the face of adversity and demand to be heard and respected. But words like dog and derivations of it used within this type of context, they're meant to demean, belittle, shame, and silence. Words used this way are intended to give agency to others to do the same. Dehumanizing language is dangerous because it creates space in our brains to decide that we don't need to see someone else's humanity. And once someone becomes dehumanized in our minds, we typically will deny them compassion and empathy. We then run a greater risk of becoming less likely to consider their feelings and experiences. And our instinctive dislike of aggression and violence towards the person or group being dehumanized then becomes relaxed. This kind of language diminishes our own integrity and humanity. And this says more about who we are and nothing about the person being demeaned. This kind of language can and does break people's spirits. For the person being demeaned, it becomes this cycle of hearing these words, not owning them, replacing these words, reclaiming these words, in order to hold on to and maintain one's own sense of self-worth, to hold on to that core knowledge of being loved and valued. Dehumanizing language requires the person or group who is the object of the language to dig deep within themselves, to keep or continue to not see the dehumanizer as an object of hatred, for the person or group to not be consumed in bitterness. So when the Syrophoenician woman replies to Jesus, she could have replied with some demeaning, dehumanizing language of her own. But she does not demean him back. The woman is trying to cross cultural boundaries that were intended to separate Jews and Gentiles. The woman is trying to cross cultural boundaries that were intended to separate men and women. The Syrophoenician woman knows that this is her one chance to have Jesus see her as a human being who deeply loves her daughter. To cross the boundaries, she does not demean him back. Instead, by claiming the word dog, she created a transformational moment. By claiming the word dog, she turns Jesus' words upside down. Her words, filled with grace and wisdom, opened Jesus' eyes and ears to her. And they meet each other in the gap, now filled with compassion and empathy. And Jesus says to her, "You may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying in bed, and the demon gone. Amen.